you scored in overtime here in the preseason.
Yeah, and then you asked me about the power play, I remember it too.
And you told me not to run anything for
15
or
20 games. You got a good memory.
20 games, and I waited until 30 games.
There you go. It's good.
But we haven't seen Mr. Yeah. Overtime in a while, and here he is.
Well, we haven't gone in a while, so we've been playing some pretty good hockey, and we got a good streak going on, so definitely was nice to keep it going, get it. We find different ways to win games, and even though they tied it up late there, we just kept hammering away and just find Lewis puck there and go down the other way. And everybody on the ice, including me, seemed pretty tired, so I'm glad it went in.
Yeah, last time you said you just wanted to get the hell out of there. Preseason, was a similar thought going through your head this time?
Well, I wanted to end it because depending on the bounce, if I don't score, I might have to stay on the ice, and that's not something I want to go the other way. I'm pretty tired at that point, so I'm glad it worked out.
Go ahead.
What's working for you right now in points in five straight?
I mean, I'm lucky to play a lot of ice time, and I get a good role where I play a lot of minutes on the power play too with some of our best players, and playing with O'Reilly every night. We found some chemistry midpoint last year probably, and kind of haven't looked back that way, so it's certainly nice. It's nice to know your role in the team, and everyone steps up at the right time, and we've seen that again tonight. We had contribution from a lot of people.
David, what was the look and feel of this game after 3 days off? And you guys came into the room in those intermissions and chatted about it.
Yeah, it's not so bad tonight. I think this morning our legs were a little bit weird. Now that the overtime's over, I'm still trying to catch my breath a little bit, but we'll get back at it skating tomorrow. And just we're used to that. We've gone through this before, and the important part is get the 2 points. We played some solid hockey, and that's what matters.
It's important to keep in mind, and you got these guys again in 48 hours.
Yeah, I mean, we know their game. We've played them so much last year, so there's not much we have to talk about anymore. So we know what to expect.
Can you take us through the play? You double-team the guy. What any particular reason why you decided to double-team him there?
Oh, I mean, we were all tired, so I just made a decision. I knew they weren't going to beat us on speed, that's for sure, and Petro was pretty tight on him. He was just barely able to get inside the blue line, and I just felt like I could put a little pressure and see where it went from there, and maybe could recover from there. I think Connor was on the wall. If he makes a play to him, then he becomes my guy. So we double-teamed him, like you said, and it worked out.
Yeah. What any particular angle you were looking for on the shot, or is it just?
Yeah, there's many things that come to my head there. Maybe a shot 5-hole, maybe just a regular shot a little bit further out. And then I tend to go on the back end a little bit, try and freeze him and go on the back end. It worked out.
Last five times you've been here, county playoffs have been one goal games, and you guys have won all five. I guess that says a little something about your team, huh?
Yeah, we find a way different ways. I don't know. It's going to be another tight game in 2 days, so we're not too worried about it. One goal games or three goal games, it doesn't matter. We're just trying to win them.